and continue to analyze one of the sugyas in the beginning of the Masechta, which is the sugya of Naziris and the associated lav of Baal Ta'acher, as we have already found, the ish kiyafli includes various types of different voluntary entering into his chayvesin in various types of enunciations, and Naziris is included along with the various types of Darim, Shuas, and as we get further down the line, Nidrei Tzedakah, B'chulu. So one of the common denominators is the Isser of Baal Ta'achar. The Gemara has a Shaila. What is on page 91? What is the methodology but with a, which a person using the Hekesh between Baal Ta'achar for all the Isuri HaFla, what is the methodology that it works for Naziris? How does it push it? How does it happen? So the Gemara says, Omar Rava, Omar, Umana Dar Ma'ir Baal Ta'achar, Baal Ta'achar Bishlam Baal Ya'achal, Din Dar Mishkachas Lo, and the Gemara goes through the Metzias of Baal Ta'achar Din Dar. Din Makikazu Eichel V'Ya'achla, How is the Metzias of Baal Ta'achar Din Naziris? So the Gemara says, four possibilities. Kim Damar, what's the kasha? Kim Damar Rain Nazar, Havale Nazar. Achal, come lay Baal Yacha. The Isuri Nazar, which is the Isuri of Yayin, of Hamas Ta'if, as soon as you ate one of these Isurim, not only is there an issue of the violation of the Naziris, but there's a specific lav. Lo Yacha, Shasa, come lay Baal Yishta. So what Baal Ta'achar is there? So the Rishonim are in this kasha with the Gemara's kasha, which we'll get to in a moment in the Ran. But before we get to the Ran, let's see the Gemara's teretz. So the Gemara says, "Yes, you're right. Lav aril b'shnei lavim. Baal ta'achar d'naziris seichem mishkachas lo. K'goin d'amar reini nazar havelei nazar. Achal achal mikal yechal." So the Gemara has four possibilities of how you over baal yachal d'naziris. Possibility number one. I'm not gonna leave this world until I become a nazir. The Gemara goes through a analogous situation. That's Teretz number two. It's going through the Shachatai Gemara, which the Elam will spend their Haravanya on this week to understand the Shachavataria. Naziris right away. So what is the possibility for the Baal Nazir, the Baal Ta'achar? Gemara shtelzavek a machlekes amiraim as to whether or not Baal Ta'achar in a basic verse works. Or Ravashi held the chain. No, there's a team. Nazir's team. He has to be amazed. I'm sure about the Akad Nazir's Tyra. And then the Gemara goes through an extended Shachlataria, try to establish what the Isser is. The Gemara tries with Taglachas. I'm about the Akad the Taglachtai. Blame boy, Laman Talkos Kels, Fulaman Talkos, and Mekevis, Mr. Goliath, Bilimikayan. Marzutra Amar and Ivra Balta Acher with a carbon isom. These are the four approaches to explain how you possibly can be over in Baal Ta'achar. After all, you're being over the Isurei Nazir immediately. So what Baal Ta'achar is there? So let's go through the Tirtzim again. Le'ipotem and Ailam Achei Nazir. Well, I'm assuming the Ailam is going to harv on each one of these Tirtzim and the way they're trying to explain them. We'll look at the rhyme quickly. Beis Neidu Ve'Sekoris, the Ba'achar, the Nazir, and the arrow is on him. He has to start all over again. The third is Gemara's Teretz of the Uranium Beis, La'achar, the Taglachas. The fourth is Yuma'achar, the Kobones. Says the Ran, there are a chaluk in between this Terutz and when you're over Baal Ta'achar. Because in the first three Ukimtis, you're over Baal Ta'achar immediately. But in the last Ukimta, which is Baal Ta'achar, the Kobones of, when he is mashlim, the Naziris, there is a different mechanism, a timing mechanism. There you're only over Gimel Regolim, because you have three Regolim before you are over Baal Ta'achar and Karbonis. This is the Ran's Malach and the Sugya. Let's take a look at it inside. Mataritz Rava, the Ran in the first two lines asks, what's the Matthias here? Keep going. Damra Patel, Morel Mache Nazar, Gai Gavna Menushat to come with Alta Acher. Kedichashin Anbe Aimer, Lishtai, and the Gemara does the Tushtel on the get. And there, like Damla Gamri, says the Ran, Dil Hassim Yachel, like Mace Bala, Leavdi Sura, because there it's possible he will never die. Aval Hacha never die in within the framework of being created the Isser. Aval Hacha will alter commonly of Altaq. It's immediate. The Kivin Shist of Amelie Potterman Ila, Mashba Kamreelam, this is Zeris Binish Laich Shash Bedover, Shash Mizdirasi, Kaitra Potterman Ila. I am creating this Naziris. I'm creating this a flaw with an attendant, no Shash that I'm ever going to be over. How can a person ever say that? He may Chasashon. Gets stricken on the spot. The Teretz is, how does he make sure that it happens? By doing it right away. And therefore, it has to be la'alter. La'alter. That's not true. When it comes to Neder, you have three regolim. He said, "Arayelai stama." Turn the page. Avol hacha le'amahachi. You can't have le'nazar la'altik to Brishna. My amar le'apatim nalam. Given you can't have le'kamar le'abikar miyad. Come le'bal tach le'altar. When a person says, "Arayelai la'abikar miyad," he gets bal tach immediately. Similarly, so in the case of Naziris, he gets bal tach and Naziris immediately. In order to get Gimur Golem, the longest period you possibly can do is Beis Shanim. So, Melum, you given Le Mutz look by Maria Leva Kabanais. It's a Dusha tonight, not Kaila Shmindu, Hai Gamna, come Le Baal Takala. It's much they thought around about a side. The Chayrin Ran saying there's two different time templates. There's either Altar, the first three Tourts are Altar. And the fourth is Achar Gimel Regolim. The problem with this Ran is that L'chayra, the Iker Lysis of Baal Ta'achar, the Gemara and Rishon learns, which is Gimel Regolim. And then you're over Alei Ta'achar L'shalmai. That's the Pasuk. You aren't Mashlim Yorchiyu. If that's the case, how weird does the Ran understand Mechitesa that in the first three cases, Lei Patim and Ailam, Ma'acha Naziris to Tahara, or Ma'acha Taglachosai, that it should be Chal Alter. Where do you see that? It can only be derived from the Hekesh. The Hekesh is Karbonis, Ashlamat Karbonis, which is Gimel Regolim. The Ran himself obviously is Margish this, and he says in all the first three, there's a Chiv to do it Miyad. Lay Patum and Ailam, who knows, do it right away. Nazrim bebeis akvaris, mechuyiv to leave right away. Taglachas, you mechuyiv to do right away. And therefore, Baal Ta'akar is Chal right away. Because all of these is the Mechayiv of Miyad, and therefore you're over the altar. At Kandiri Aran. The Rush is Chaylik. And the Rush says, Blay Partum and Ailam, you're not over till Achra Gimel Regolim. You have Ekish. The three are all Mukash to each other. Just like the Etzim Isser of Nidarim requires Gimel Regolim when you said, Harei Elai Stama. So too here, you're not over to, unless it's Gimel Regolim. Let's see the Russian side. If my friend Rav Jeff would make it bigger for those who wish to share the screen, the Rosh says the analogy to Trump is not exact. Go to the last narrow line. Hilchach kim the royal kabbal and zirus la'alter yishin as zirus v'gimel regalim over bal tachar. The Rosh says beforeish that nishvi deran who says the first three yichayev la'alter says deran no says the Rosh no. It's the last line before the wide lines. Hilchach. Jeff, just take the marker. There you go. Kim the royal kabbal and zirus la'alter. Emiyeshin is Yerais. Give her a goal and then you're chayiv. And therefore, we have a clear machlekes between the Rush, who says the first three tzirim, but the Ran says you need Gimel Regolim is not accurate, and you're only chayiv after Gimel Regolim. Machlekes in the Ran Rush, but my pligi. The Rush further in the Ramaskal Shemnazah, Behu Beves HaKvarais. Nomad Bays. Small Rush on the right side, beautifully displayed here. Rush Lashitasai, that everything requires Gimel Regalim. Another explication of the Rush's Machlekes in the Ran. The Ran was the Talmud of the Ritva, the Ritva was the Talmud of the Rajba. The Rush was a contemporary of the Rajba, so the Rush was actually before the Ran. But obviously, the Ran and a Messiah from his Rabbi Yisov. So let's see what, in fact, the Rajba says. The Rajba asks the Kasha on the Gemara's Chshas of Shem Yomus, Echfashtenish, Bal Ta'achar is a Xeris Akosov. Bal Ta'achar is a Apostle in the Torah. The Torah doesn't make Chiluk normally that sometimes it should be Miyad and sometimes it should be after a Gilgal Golem. What's the Pshat in this? Therefore, he explains that the Kavanah of the Gemara is that the reason that we are Cheshe Shem Yovis Yo'ever Midrabanan Abal Ta'achal Alter. A new Chiddush, says the Rajba. The is such a Metzias of Baal Ta'achar Midrabanan. Meaning, the Rajba understood the Shakatari of the Gemara like the Ran that you need to be Cheshe Shem and Mace to be Mechayiv Abal Ta'achar. The Ran says that's inherent in the Raisa de Kedin of Baal Ta'achar. The Ran says that can't be. It just doesn't make practical sense. And therefore, the Raja's Mechadish that this whole thing is a new Isser called Baal Ta'achar Rabbanan. Whether it's the Raisa like the Ran or Rabbanan like the Rajba, it's clear that both of them are chelik on the Etzel Manacha, the Ran, who say you're over La'alter, Baal Ta'achar La'alter, the Rajba, and the Rush, a chaylik. The Rush says you are over. I misspoke. It's the Rush, not the Ran. The Rajba and the Rush both say you're not over till after Gimel or Golem. From the Rush, it's Mashmit, it's the Raisa. From the Rajba, tells his Rabban. We'll take a few lines here out of the Rajba. If you can mark it, misa. Anytime you have a word chashash, obviously it means the Rabbanon. That was Rajba's whole kasha. No such thing as chashash the Raisa. Which is the template that the Gemara is being medama to. So we have a clear machlekes in the Rishonim here. The Rashi and the Rashi on one side said you need Gimel Regolim, the Rosh Daraisa, the Rajba, the Rabbanan, similar to the Chashash of Shom Amayis, and the Ran holds your Eirul Alt. What's the source for this? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalid is where the Etzem, the Sura of Bal Ta'achar, is explained. Take a look at it on page 94, Tan Rabbanan. Chaybe Hadamim, V'ha'arochid, Ha'charamim, page. A list of 12 things, more, 15 things. Like a chikapea. Kirvin, Shavro, Lang, Slasher, Golo, Eve, Bibal, Taacher. Then the Gemara goes into an extended discussion of how you calculate Baal Ta'achar. Says Taisvis, Tzedakah and Maestris. V'adram l'rab l'kamam, Tzedakah m'chayel el altar, hainim el dekaim aniyim. Tzedakah may be different, y'chayel altar, and there's no gimel or golem, but that's when the aniyim that was m'chayev, the Tzedakah generally are several ways to be Mechayiv and Tzedakah, but there generally has to be an ask. Someone has to ask for the Tzedakah in order to trigger the Chiv of Tzedakah. Chayiv Me'aniyim means there's an ask. They're in front of you and they're asking for Tzedakah. In such a case, as Tosis, you Chayiv Miyad. But why Mechayiv Ladur Basrayu? Not Mechayiv to run after them. Close Mashal Ever Shalai Shurugol. In the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Taisus asks that Tzedakah Yoreiver and Gimur Golem, I, the Gemara says, Tzedakah Yoreiver Altar, and Taisus answers, the Kaim Aniyim, then you're about Acher. Generally, you have Gimur Golem. Says the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, that the reason why you over tzedakah miyad nishri taisis, yeah, it's another svara. And that svara is that milsa that's not talion migdash, you're over the altar. Meaning, not like taisis. Taisis says you only over the altar, but kaim aniyim. The Ran says, no, you're over the altar only in a thing which is not talion migdash, such as tzedakah. The gimel regalim is only for those karbanites which are talib and migdash, and the Ran says this very beautifully here. There, shein the print, hikshu taisus, tainu maisa chayv rachamim, taisus asus steer in the stugis, we see it's gimel regalim. The tir tzedakah but leka niyim lemechayv adur basrayo, shayish regalim, the Ran quotes the taisus. Bottom three lines. Umidireyim atalamad, the kol sha'avr shayish regalim, afil lekaim aniyim gabay mechayv adur basrayo. Rashba Hiksha, them can't get the stuck of freedom again, make the Camille Remini and live number Kabanais. That's the Rashba's Kasha. Bani Omer says the Ran, I'm editing here. The next paragraph, Lake Kadir Rezeh, but Lake Kadir Rezeh. The media tell him the Migdash, Kichaiwe Agdash, the Kabanas tell him Shalja Golem. Something which is Migdash related, which is a large number of things in that list of 15 things, those are inherently kashur to Gimur Legalim. But Leitav Minash Kitztak Leitav Regalim Klau. Elect to pluck Benekim and Ilekim and him. Other state in Ran. So the Rabbi Seino Rosh HaYeshiva take this information, which has in it now several levels of Mechleikus in Rishayna. Let's chazer. Mechleikus number one is Mechleikus in the Gemara at the beginning of Nedarim, whether or not the three of the four Terutzim and how you're possible to be over Baal Ta'achar Naziris, since after all, you're over the Isur and Naziris Miyad. As soon as you ate the
grape, Yoreiver, so what Baal Tachar is there? The Gemara postulated four possible terutzim. Lei Pater, Nazir Beis HaKfaris, Teglachas, and Ma'achar Nazir, the Hashlam of the Karbonis. Says the Ran, first three are cholik from the last four. First three is Dafka, are Miyad, and only Karbonis do you get the Gilmer Agol. The Rush is Chalik. It says, Midai Raisa, all four have Gilmer Agolim. And the Rajma says, Midrabana. What's as far as the Machlaikas? So there's a classical shtickel from Rav Naftali, and Stiper pretty much says the same thing, which I'm going to try to summarize for you. And that is the one dish key to the sugya. Shteta zoi. Yesh lachkar. And together of alta achar. Where does the halacha, before we see the text inside, let me read it ice, because it's a lamdish of arts, requires sensitive ice red. Where does the halacha of Gimel Regalim come from? If the pshat is that the Torah was kaveh azman and the chiv of Gimel Regalim. And Lamaisa, if you made a Naziris as soon as the Chiyav, Zman Chiyav kicked in, your Iver and Baal Ta'achar. Similar, a template would be Stamol Vash Leishim Yayim. Here too, the Chiyav of Karbanais is Gimel Regalim. That's one way of understanding it. You're not over till after Gimel Regalim. This is man that the Torah was Kaveya. For these, he serves Gimel Regalim. As soon as that's over, you have a Baal Ta'achar, but not before. Or no. All of these, that long list of things that came out of your expression, out of a flaw, you have a Baal Ta'achar Miyad. But the Torah gave a shear, which is until the Gimel Regalim, you're not over the Avera. Baal Ta'achar is Chal Miyad, but you're not over the Avera. Nachamol. Yesh Lachar is and built in to the structure of all these flawed chiyuvim. Did you get to Gimel Regalim or no? You chayv Miyad, but you're not over the Avera until after Gimel Regalim. Zakrav Naftali, Dasu the Machlekes Rishainim. The Ran holds that Gimel Regalim is Kviyas Man for Avaris Karbonai. As soon as you ma'achad as man, you're over Baal Ta'achar even 1 second. And therefore, when you will kaveya azman la'atzmai before that, how do you do that? By saying miyad, hareni alai, hare alai miyad. Clearly, says the Ran, you're chayv la'alt, you don't get Gimel Regalim. Because you yourself said, miyad. Says Rav Naftali, this even explains the Ran's shita, that you makabal ahedya bebe shanim, you ever achar Gimel Regalim. Why? Because Gimel Regalim is the kviyas man of the Torah, and you can't be ma'achar to 2 years. It's Gimel Regalim. If it happens for 2 years, you chay right away. This is Shita Saran. The Rajba and the Rush are chaylik. The Rajba and the Rush hold that all these chiyuvim you are chayv miyad, but the Torah gave you a suspended sentence. Should have used that term in the explication of the Sekira. According to the Ran, Yoiver Miyad. According to the Rajba and the Yoiver only after Gimel Regalim, sorry. According to the Rajba and the Rosh, Yoiver Miyad. Yoiver Miyad. But the Torah has suspended your sentence for three Gimel to Gimel Regalim. And therefore, even if you said Miyad, according to the Rajba and the Rosh, doesn't matter. Because the Torah has the right, the Rebbeinu Shlom has the right to suspend your sentence no matter what you say. Same if you're makabel for 2 years. You created this nuzman for yourself, even though it's more than Gimel Regalim. You're not going to be over until after 2 years. Why? Because the Rebbeinu Shlom decided that you can speak, take chiyuv upon yourself. The chiyuv could be floating around, but your sentence is suspended. You're not over until after 2 years. That's the Yisoid from the Svaras Machlekes of Egestelt by Kedusha Granat. Let's see this paragraph here on page 99.
And then we'll finish with Rabbeinu Astaipler. Near Lafarsh Pluktosam. Yesh lach goyer be'inyan ashir shil gilma golem. Rabbi Sehle tshetel vek to tutsadadim clearly. Evid rashir bizman kiyam nidroi, which means the Torah was kevei azman, the meshech, the entire azman, you need to mekayim this chiyuv. And every time you are mekayim it, b'tayach gilma regolim, you've been mekayim it, b'tayach azman aroyu. And after gilma regolim, miyad, you're over about to achar, it's usher to be ma'achray afilu one rega. This is Chakira side number one, which will be Shita Saran. Hey, Dilma, no. The Emesek Zman Kim Chiv, take the miyad. Right away, Iver. Right away, Iver. According to the first Shita, you're not Iver until after Gilmar Golem is over. Once Gilmar Golem is over, you're Iver miyad, but until then, you're not. The second side of the Chakira, which will be the Rajban and the Rosh, hold, the Emes Yoiver miyad. Ekes Man Kim Chiv, take the miyad. Right away, you ma'achar immediately the first second. You have a suspended sentence. According to the Ran, Gemara Golem is in the Ikkar's Man Chiyuv. Until Gemara Golem is not, you're not over. Because that's how the Torah built and structured this Isser. According to the second side, the Rash but the Rash. You ever miyad. But the Torah says there's no Isser, there's no Aveira until after Gilmar Golem. Yesh Laimar. Now Naftali explicates it. Rash Svila Gilmar Golem Mashir be Ichor. Lines Machayu takeif right away. But you're suspended. You know, ever takeif that Torah ain't Machayu sale be Ichor Gilmar Golem. That's my suspended sentence, is my Avona in this side of Sakira. You could accept it or not. Shemachi Svirale. Daf beichur nazirus to tara gankin over lach be yichur gomer golem. Sorry, suspended your sense. You're not over. Daf to mchuy kvar mikom makayim ain't over el lach gomer golem. Well, I didn't remember karma yet. Even miyad doesn't change that. You can say miyad 100 times, doesn't matter. The Torah suspended the sentence. Ain't over machre el lach gomer golem. Ran server kasad arishin lekashir beichur klal. Shir gomer golem mashir beichur achiyuv. Shmach is really the Heiner Rak the Stum. Okay. Then he talks about Gimel Shanim. Why does that work? Because the Chari Gimel Shanim, according to the Ran, is Mashem Akasim B'Taira. On the upper left. Where the sideline is. He says, no, ain't a master call negative Taira. Because Taira suspended your sentence. Did the Rai Siddiq suspension your sentence until after... until after Gimel Regalim, and therefore, even Miyad or even Beis Shanim would be within the penumbra. Teres that I'm suspending your sentence till after Beis Shanim. I can't do very much. Totally, the Stipler says something. Ends that, of course, with his nusach. The Stipler says, "I'm going to show you this chakira here. Let's see the Stipler inside." He gives the analogy to Dan Perayin of Shleishim Yayim, Gimel Regalim. He says, the Nafkamina would be in the following situation. I'm bringing you a Raya, says the Stapler from the Taisis in Rosh Hashanah. Taisis is talking about Kfiyah. Taisis says, we're not Macha Chaysay to bring the Kabani before Gimel Regalim. And therefore, we're not Mamashkein. We don't take a marshal to put a lien in his assets. Take Gilmar Golem. Meaning, when he's not paying the gizbar, the marshal doesn't go to get a lien on his assets to be mashkim on this carbon. Why? Because his taisis holds like the Ran, but there's no chiv at all. But take the Gilmar Golem. The nafkamina between the Ran and the Rajman, the Rush on the other side, and here. This Stapler weighing in, telling you the Taisus all the Ran, is according to the Ran. If you remember, there's no chib chal v'lacha gemara golem. There's no chib chal. How could you possibly be mashkein? But according to the Rosh, there's a chiyuv, but it was suspended Nahi, that they suspended the Isser Shabai. Who says they suspended the process of getting a lien in your assets and being mashkein? That could be chal even teich shleshim yom, because the chiyuv is chal right away. Let's pick it up here on page 102. About 10 or 12 lines in the bottom of the sideline. Ma b'kach de iser. Right there. It's right there in the top. Yellow it, please. Ma b'kach de iser b'tach kati le'avar. So what? But you can still get a lien. They can't have a cusp. Therefore, you can't be a mashkin. Like the Rashba and the Rush. In other words, the fact that you can't be a mashkin, the fact that you can't be a mashkin goes like Laran, and if you could be a mashkin, that means the chiyuv is right away. Therefore, says Taisus Lashitasai, that Leipatam and Ailam is Baal Ta'acha Miyad. Why? Given the Mutl Miyad of the Kabo Naziris, Taisus, and this Maskana of Taisus is Mukhrach that he holds, like the Rajba and the Rush, that you override Miyad, and therefore, Nishvi Duran, so we have a lot of heavyweights, Rabbi Senu, Arajba, Taisus, and the Rush holding that Yoiv Miyad, and Duran holding that you're only Tashir in the Etzim structure of the mitzvahs, therefore you're not over until after Gimel Regolah. Upon the basic Lamdish approach, the Sugya, an extra for extra Limud, Duran Balta Akar had said, according to the fourth Kimti now ever about Acher until after Gimel Regalim. Aster Chreinim, but the Gemara seems that Ma'akar Taglachas Yoyver Miyad. So the only possible answer is that Miyad to Mechui to be Mashem the Chiv Nizderasai, and Yoyver on Baal Acher and the Taglachas. So why don't we say in Karbonis that you Mechui to be Mashem right away and should be Yoyver Miyad? This is the kasha that the Chreinim ask. On the run, and this is dealt with by Leiva Rabbi Agarner Shlomo Rozovsky in Chedusha of Shmuel, brought here on page 103, and it gives Gedarka B'Kodesh a very beautiful and straightforward Terence Ayin Shum, and I will see you Mitzvah next week. My thanks to Yedidi of Jeff Shapiro for enabling this year. This is a little bit of a blick insight into this important Sugya Baltach and Aziris, Hechem Mishkachasla, and the Machoikas Rishainim around this Chakira, whether it's the Gimel Regalim is a din, and all these Hafla, the Gazachin, which you're not chayiv until after Gimel Regalim, or no, it's the Ran, according to the Rajba, the Russian, the Chayiv Taisus, the Machayiv Miyad, the Taira suspended your Isser of being over on the Gimel Regalim, on being over on Baltach until after the Gimel Regalim. Adkan Rabbi Sai, I wish you a good week. And we will see you, Mitzvah.
Yeah, Mazel Tov.
Go into Daf Hey. Yeah, Shukri Chachem.